Sunday, the 30th of March, Hofstum Rabbi Albeis, Rabbi Yosef Grunfeld, the real cancellation of Rina.
I hope the Olam is merciful on me. If I take a theme from yesterday's Sedra, I understand from Dudi that a person has
Shmini.
Got. Pardon?
The Shmini yesterday.
It was Shmini, what did I say?
You didn't say anything. I can help you.
Oh, you're helping me. Thank you. From Parashat Shmini, I understand that a speaker can take any subject he wants. There's no coercion. So I'd like to be marchiv an idea from yesterday's Parsha. The Parsha deals with one of the greatest days in the history of Klal Yisrael. That was the day of the Hakamat HaMishkan, when all the months and months and months of preparation came to fruition, and this was the first official day of Avodah, of service in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. And Aaron finished the Avodah, and we find the Pasuk Vatete Eish Mlifnei Hashem Vatoichel Al Mizbech Es Ha'Oila Vesachalovim. Eish came down in Hashemayim and it ate up all the korbonis. Vayakol Ahom Vayironu Vayipra Al Paneim. And all the people saw this wondrous sight. We don't always realize it was one of the most open miracles in the history of Klal Yisrael. After Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Etzem Makos, and after Kriyas Yamsuf and Matan Torah, this must rank as one of the most incredible nisim mufursomim. The Eish came down in Hashemayim and ate up all the korbanos. We have a similar example with Eliyahu Hanavi Bahar HaKarmel, where the whole of Klal Yisrael said Hashemu Elokim, Hashemu Elokim. This was such an incredible Gilui Kvod Shemayim. So here we have, this was one of the most glorious days in the history of Klal Yisrael. Vayoreinu Vayakol Ha'om Vayoreinu Vayipla Paneim. What is the translation of the word Vayoreinu? Says Rashi, Vayoreinu is translated as Vishabochu. He says, look at the Targum. The Targum translates Vayoreinu as Vishabochu, which is a lashon of praise. And the Medrash in Torah's Kohanim says the following. It says, Kivin Shara'u Eish Chadosha. Since Klal Yisrael saw this new fire coming down from heaven, Sheyorda Mishmei Moram, it came down from heaven, Vayivelichecho Ana Mizbeach, Eta Oila Vetachalovim, it licked up as it were, and consumed the oila and the fats, Paschu Piem, they opened their mouths, Vaomru Shira, and they sang Shira, Val Oisa Sho'o, and in that moment, Oimer Ranu Tzadikim Bashem. On that moment of Vayaronu Kola'om, Vayaronu Kola'om, it's Ranenu Tzadikim Bashem. Klal Yisrael sang songs of Shira, which makes very good sense. Gilo, Rino, Ditzo, Vechedva. The Lashon of Rino is the Lashon of joy. And so Vayaronu Kola'om, Vayitlapaneim, they fell on their faces with utter joy, and they sang a Shira to Rabbi Yisrael, that witnessing such an incredible miracle. The trouble is that we have to go to another pasuk and see if it fits in. We have another very famous pasuk which we say every Thursday in the Shir Shel Yom. Haroninu Elokim Uzenu, Horiu Leilokei Yaakov, Se'u Zimra Usenu Toif, Kinoir Noim Im Novel, which is translated in our scrolls, arouse a joyous song to Hashem of our might, to the God of our might, call out to the God of Yaakov, strike up a song and sound the drums, the sweet kinoya with the navel. So we've got the same word, Harninu Elohim Uzenu, a lashon of Rina. So again, that's a very good translation. Of course, the Oscar knows what it's talking about, and they're translating the translation of the Mi'iri and the Radak. Harninu means arouse a joyous song. That's a translation of Rino. The problem is, though, if you carry on to the next passage of David HaMelech, it says, Tikhu b'chodesh shofar, b'kesel yom chagenu, Ki choyk l'Yisrael hu mishpot l'lekel Yaakov. And what is that pasuk talking about? Tikru b'chodesh shofar. It's called b'keter yom hageinu, which is the month of a chag where the moon is hidden. Sechazal, that's Rosh Hashanah. B'keter yom hageinu. Ki choyk l'Yisrael hu mishpot l'lekel Yaakov. It's a day of mishpot. So David HaMelech seems to be referring to Rosh Hashanah. Well, how on earth can you translate Haninu lekimuzenu? Arouse the joyous song to Hashem, call out to the God of Yah, strike up a song and sound the drums and besides, take out the orchestras and start playing joyous songs, and Rosh Hashanah doesn't seem to fit in at all. Says the Balakeda, you've got the wrong translation. Haninu lelekim uzeinu means a lashon of pachad. Haninu lelekim uzeinu horiu leleke Yaakov. Horiu is a lashon of terua, which is a lashon of trembling. So leleke Yaakov, elekim is the god of mishpat, and he translates just the opposite. Se'u zimra, lift up and out instruments, or to new sight, give them away. Because Rosh Hashanah is not a day of joyous instrumentation orchestras. There's only one instrument which one uses on Rosh Hashanah. That is Tikhu B'Chodesh Shofar. B'Keter L'Yom Hageinu. Tikhu Yisrael Hu Mishpat L'Lekei Yaakov. And you translate Haninu is a lashon of fear. And what's his proof? Because it says in Parashas Shmini, Vayakola'om Vayironu, and all the people saw Vayironu and they trembled, Vayiplu al Paneim, and they fell on their faces in fear. Now I ask you, how can you have a word Rina being translated as joy and the word Rina being translated as fear? How can you translate one word with two opposites? And number two, contextually, how can you fit in the same pasuk in a context with two opposites? Not just a translation of the word, but that you've got Rishonim who are translating exactly the same pasuk. Haninu lekim uzeinu is let's play orchestrated music of joy on Rosh Hashanah, or Vayironu kol ha'om on a day of Hakamas HaMishkan of joy, and the other ones are pachad. How contextually, how do you fit it in into the atmosphere of the day? They're two opposites. So, in order to answer that question, I'd like to tell you a vort of my shver, Zeke Tzad Baruch of Rabbi Yaakov HaKohen Zaltzer. He said the following: on Tisha B'Av in Eicha, we have a pasuk. Which is translated normally, Bochay Sivke means she weeps bitterly by night. Yerushalayim, the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, weep bitterly by night. My Shver asked, that's a poetic, Bochay Sivke. It's like a poet, she weeps bitterly. But if you translate it literally, Bochay Sivke means you shall surely weep. As if it's a command, go weep, shall surely weep. How can you ask somebody to weep? You either feel like weeping or you don't feel like weeping. And why Balayla? The Novi says, weep, Balayla, by night. Why did he choose night time? And he said the following, very observant Ha'orah. There's a great difference between a child and a grown up. Children cry a lot. Adults do not cry a lot. What's the difference between children and adults? Children cry and adults don't cry. Children cry because they are helpless. They can't help themselves. And therefore when they have a need, they cry to express their need because they can do nothing else. An adult doesn't cry so much because that would tell the world that they are in need. And if you are in need of something, as far as an adult is concerned, it's a sign of weakness. I can't manage myself, I'm helpless. The child is helpless, so it cries. For a man or an adult to cry would show a sign of helplessness. And helplessness is a sign of weakness in an adult. And therefore they do one of two things. They either suppress their feelings and they don't cry, or they gnaw themselves up and they kid themselves as if there's nothing wrong. Abinish, to cry. That's a gather of gaiva, as it were. I should be able to be in control of my own life. So Mashveh said, the Novi is admonishing Klal Yisrael. Don't suppress your feelings. Admit that you are helpless. Look what's happened to Yerushalayim. Destroyed. The children are lying on the streets and there's nothing you can do. You are utterly helpless. Cry. Express it. Don't be so gaivadig as if you can control you. Admit that you can't control your own lives, that you're in the hands of the Rabbani Shalom, and that you are utterly helpless. And kol ha-sha'orim ninanu, shari demoris lo ninanu. The children shari demoris. Cry. Let yourself go. Don't hold yourself in. Si'i elov kapayich al nefesh o'ilayich. Lift up towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu kapayich, your palms, al nefesh o'ilayim. And life for all the tragedies which have taken place. So Mashveh said that, I think it's a Chazal, kapayich is an open palm. When a person has an open palm, he expresses, there's nothing in it. That expresses an expression of helplessness. When you clench your fist, you've got everything. So I'm grasping means I'm holding on to something. An open palm, there's nothing in it. Everything can see there's nothing in it. There's nothing in it, I'm absolutely helpless. That's a sign of helplessness. As Chazal say, that a person is born, when a child is born, they're born with a clenched fist. They're gonna grab the world. They're out to get the world. They're gonna chop and grab everything. When you end your life and you bury somebody, you bury him with an open palm. He has nothing, he takes away nothing. The open palm is a sign of helplessness, and there's nothing you have in it. And so he says, see a love kapayich. Open up your palms to him, to Ribbono Shelem, and admit you are utterly helpless and there's nothing you can do without the Ribbono Shelem. If you begin to admit that, that will be the beginning of tshuva. Bochay Sivka, let yourself go. Balayla, if you're too proud to do it by day, then do it by night, because night is mesugul for bechi. At night time it's quiet, very, very quiet. It's a bit scary by night. People will cry quicker by night than by day. Not only that, there's nobody to see you, it's dark. When it's daytime and you're in public and everybody sees you crying, you don't want to admit your helplessness. At night time, nobody can see you. A statement of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Bocho Siske Balayla, and Loma Balayla, anybody who cries by night, somebody else who's next to him will also cry. He's crying, and you feel like crying, so everybody will cry because nobody can see each other. It's night time, is mesugul for crying. What is Shira? Shira is a spontaneous song to the Ribbono Shel'olam for having given a Yeshua after a period of utter helplessness. When you are unable to help yourself and suddenly comes a Yeshua from the Ribbono Shel'olam, we sing Shira. Yam Suf. Klal Yisrael sang a spontaneous Shira. The sea behind them, the sea in front of them, Paro behind them, the desert all around us, Chazal say, they were absolutely helpless. They could do nothing. And all of a sudden comes the Yeshua, so Klal Yisrael sings Shira. Chana. Shira Chana. Totally helpless. All of a sudden, Ribbono Shel'olam sends her a child. All of a sudden, there's a Shira. Devoira. There's a Shira Devoira. They're at war. Without the Ribbono Shel'olam, they do nothing. They win the war. There's a Shira. David HaMelech sang. These are the four public Shiras which we sing. They're always after Yeshua's which were preceded by utter helplessness before the Rabbi Shlan came and saved the situation. Shira is the expression of acknowledgement that the Rabbi Shlan helped. Rina is not the expression, it's the actual acknowledgement itself, the hakara that the Rabbi Shlan saved us and that we were helpless. You see Shira after Rina. In fact, the Ibn Ezra translates the word Rina as a haromas koil. Haromas koil. That's how he translates Vayironu. It's a haromas koil. And the Samson of Paul, here's the Tali Brocha, translates Pitzchu Varananu. Pitzchu is an outburst. It's an articulation of powerful emotions which are evoked by external stimulus. There's an external stimulus which makes you be pitzeach. You can't contain yourself. Pitzchu Varananu. It's after a situation where you couldn't. But it's a haromas koil. And haromas koil can be two sides of the same coin. The common denominator is helplessness and ambiyat Hashem. Sometimes it's a haromas koil of joy. I was utterly helpless, and it's haromas koil of joy. Sometimes it's a haromas koil of anguish. But the common denominator is that I'm helpless without the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kumi roini balaylo shifri kamayim libeich. Sorcerer, Rina, you've got to tell me that's joy. Kumi roini shifri kamayim libeich noichat b'nei Hashem. That's utter helplessness. It's a haromas koil of utter helplessness. Also, Rina, the same, exactly the same word. So let's go back to our questions. What is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, the common theme of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. Malchus is that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. That is the theme of Malchus, so that I'm helpless without the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that translates itself on Rosh Hashanah, which is a day of Mishpat, into Pachad, and into trembling. It's a day of Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar. So Harninu definitely fits into a haromas koil of pachad. Harninu lelekim uzenu, horiu lelekei Yaakov, se'u zimra osunu toif, give it away, lift it up and out, as the Balak Heder translates, because it's Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar, b'kesh liyam chakeinu, b'chok Yisrael hu, mishpot lelekei Yaakov. And a Mishpat Le'ekel Yaakov creates an atmosphere of pachad and a haromas koil of fear. But Rosh Hashanah is also a day of joy. Chazal say, Rosh Hashanah nifkut asora. And Rosh Hashanah, sorrow was answered. And Rosh Hashanah, rochel was answered. They conceived. Rosh Hashanah Yotza Yosef mi beis ha'asurim. Rosh Hashanah Yosef was released from prison. Rosh Hashanah Botla Avoida me avaseinu b'mitzrayim. Rosh Hashanah the Avoida from Mitzrayim, 210 years of utter slavery, became bottle. It's exactly the same common denominator of Malchios. Because all those cases are cases where Klal Yisrael were utterly, or individuals were utterly helpless, whether it was Sora or Rochel or Chana or Yosef Mibes Asurim. Imagine 12 years rotting in jail. You have to understand, talk about Egypt here. No slave ever left Egypt. No person got out of jail unless there was a reason for it. Once you were in, you were in. The most downtrodden people, who cared about slaves or who cared about prisoners? It was impossible to get out. And on Rosh Hashanah, he got out. Klal Yisrael have been born into slavery, 210 years of slavery, utter slavery, demoralized. They knew nothing else in their lives. There was no way of getting out. No slave ever left Egypt. Utterly and absolutely helpless. It's Dafka on Rosh Hashanah that the Shib would stop. Because Rosh Hashanah, the theme is Malchus, that we're in the hands of the Rebbein Hashanah, that we are Hashem, and nobody can help us out of the Rebbein Hashanah. And so says the Meiri, when he translates Havnina Lekim Uzenu, he said it's talking about instruments, bringing in the instruments on Rosh Hashanah. He's not denying it's talking about Rosh Hashanah. He's talking about Rosh Hashanah. Says the Meiri that it's a celebration of the Hapsok. David HaMelech in this Tehillim is celebrating the Hapsokos Hashibud, which took place on Rosh Hashanah. So he says, Su Zimra, bring in the instruments and sing joy, songs of joy to the Rebbein Shloim. It's a rem. The problem is, how does the shofar get here? We understand the zimra, we understand the toy for the navel, but how does zimra, how does the shofar come in? So it says the rem is the shofar shocherus, which is like the shofar shel yovel, which is the shofar shocherus. And on all these days, there were days of chayrus from all those who were completely and utterly helpless, and they saw malchus and Rosh Hashanah when the Rabbi Nishleim sent to Yeshua. And therefore, we suggest that it's not a stira to translate Vayironu kola'om, Vaya kola'om, Vayironu vayiplu al panehem. It's not a stira. I would say that both these feelings were there at the time when Eish was Yoram and Ashram. Just imagine you're standing there. You're part of Klal Yisrael. And you're standing there, and all of a sudden, Eish comes down with the Shemayim and eats up all the korbanos. I would have an absolute pachad. I can understand why Yeronu kolaon vayiplu al paneim could be a loss of total and utter pachad, but it transfers itself into gewaldige shir of a zimra. You see the Rebbein Shloim in action. When you see an open America, the initial feeling is absolute pachad, but it changes immediately to shir of a zimra. Vayaron, it can be Shabbochu and it's Anshira, but the initial feelings of Claudius or Mike have been part of it. It wouldn't be a stira, it's a Haromas Koil. But the Haromas Koil could have been both at that moment, but it changed from one to the other. But that is the Loshon of Rina. Rina is the Loshon of Haromas Koil. And it depends what the situation is, the way we translate it. That's the theme. Why did I choose it? Because about this time last week, on Sunday and Motzei Shabbos, there was a Vayar Kolaom Vayironu. There was a public Rina. There was a Vayironu. But this Yironu, this Rina, was a Haromas Koil of Pachad, with Haromas Koil of absolute helplessness. With El Hamoras Haramas Koila, we see that Hashem runs this world and there's nothing we can do about it. It was a Motzi Shabbos and a Sunday of Haramas Koil, but this time it was of utter anguish. And it was spontaneous. It was a pitzch of a runner who came out of the blue. We were stunned. And I can't help seeing the parallels to the Sedra last week. I'm sure people have mentioned it. I haven't heard all the Hespedim. I heard the Hespedim on Sunday, but no one, I don't think anyone mentioned this Nakuda, which I'm about to mention, but I'm sure it has been referred to by others. But there was an uncanny resemblance to the Sedra of the week in which it happened. Because you have to imagine the joy of Klal Yisrael. You have to imagine what took place on that day. On that day, Klal Yisrael stood in front of the Mishkan and they witnessed an open miracle. Their sin of the Eidah had been forgiven. They'd been doing Shuvah for months. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his kvod, his glory, and brings down Eish min HaShamayim It might be Pachad at the beginning, but then it translates itself into tremendous Shira. Ranu Tzadikim Bashem. There was a tremendous atmosphere of joy. And all of a sudden, Nodav and Avihu are snatched away. Metoich v'simcha. They're snatched away. Can you imagine the change of mood which took place from 1 minute to the next? That's exactly what happened last Motzei Shabbos. Last Motzei Shabbos, everybody was celebrating. I was at two celebrations. I went from one to the other. Everybody was dancing, they were rikudim, there was a Simchas Purim, there was an atmosphere of joy in London, and from 1 minute to the next, as the news broke, everything stopped. Everything came to a complete and utter halt, whether it was in London or in Manchester. From one moment to another, from vayiroinu of joy, there came a haromas kol of rina, of total and utter pachad and anguish, a sense of helplessness. This was unprecedented. What can we say? All we can say is the same as Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm sure that's been said many, many times as well. Vayom Moshe al Aaron, Hu Asher Dibra Hashem Lemoi, Bikroivai Ekodesh Val Panei Kol Ha'om Echoved. Bikroivai Ekodesh Ez Rashi Bibchirai. Bikroivai means Bibchirai. Sometimes Rabbeinu Shalom sends messages to Klal Yisrael through those who are closest to him. That's how Rashi translates it, that's how Chazal translates it. Sometimes Rabbeinu Shlaim sends a message to the whole of Klal Yisrael via those who are closest to him. And Benji Zechetar Livrocha was a chorus of Rabbeinu Shlaim. Not just in the stockers, everybody's been talking about the stockers, and I was at the Shiva and Abba was saying the whole time. Abba was saying to anyone who was listening, everyone was listening, saying Benji wasn't just the greatest Baal stocker. He had many, many milers. He was a kovetz of Rabbeinu Shlaim in learning. He had a kvitz of Rav Aaron Dovid. Many hours every day. He was a caring person. Hundreds of stories are coming out of all those people who were totally dependent on him, not just for money, but for kindness, a Shabbos table. Story after story is coming out, things which we didn't know about. He was a kovetz of Rabbeinu Shlaim in many, many different ways. Caring. But the Krovei Kodesh means that Kodesh means that Rabbeinu Shlaim sends a message. Rabbeinu Shlaim is Nikdash through his Krovim. Sometimes he sends a message to Klal Yisrael through his Bechira. And the message is that we are helpless. That there's nothing that goes on in this world without the Rabbeinu Shlaim. Hashem runs this world. What the public message was for us in London, I'm not qualified to say. I wouldn't dare to say, maybe only a novice can say. It's not for me to say what the public message was for us. But I'll tell you one thing. The public are made up of individual mishpochas. We're made up of individual mishpochas. That is the public. And every one of us can do something, can tighten our belt. Adam Yodea Moris Nafshay. Person knows where they are weak in. If there's anywhere which we are weak in our Avodas Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a message that he runs this world. There's no suffix, but that was the message. There's nothing. He runs this world. And he runs this world according to the way he wants to run it. And he's given us a set of instructions. And all of us, we know where we are weak in within our own family units. A tzibur is made up of individual families. I can't tell you what the public message is. It's not for me to say. I'm not qualified. I wouldn't dare to. But within our own private mishpochas, we know where we are weak. I'm talking about the husbands and the wives and the children within the family unit. Every family or every set of parents knows where they can be machazet their avodas Hashem. And I think it would be the greatest zechus and the greatest merit for Benzi and all the mishpochas who are left over if we would tighten our belt. It was a shocking something message to us in London. It was just incredible. We all felt it. And the reverberations haven't stopped yet. A week has gone by. The dangers are that a week goes by and another week and we get deadened and we forget and life goes on. It has to go on. Life has to go on. But somehow or other, we've got to do something for ourselves, to mechazek ourselves in London. And that's the message which I chose today. It was a message which was uncanny in terms of the timing, in terms of the sedra, in terms of the yironu kol ha'am. The parallels were there. and the message was very, very clear to us, whatever the problem is, I don't know, but there was something going on there which we should be mechazik ourselves. May the time come when we have once again Vayiplu Kola on Vayoroinu Kola on Vayiplu Apaneim, that the arena should be turned to one side of the coin. The arena should be only arena of joy, and never again should we come to the point where arena has an opposite side, arena of anguish, and that will only come at the time of the Gula.